Hello, everyone. This is Allie Moon. You are listening to Lyrical Audio Candy Tour, also known as Lyrical Act, ACT. This is where we explore books, poetry, and quotes that please every taste. So, come on, let's go. Literary treats await. Good morning, everyone. This is Allie Moon. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me. It is 8:37 a.m. on 2/24/2021. There was a lot of like sounds in that intro. I am currently on a 41-day no consumption, no alcohol spree. I could call it a detox. I'm going to call it beer jail because I would say I was pretty much tired of waking up and feeling like shit. That's pretty much the honest feeling that I have on that whole thing. The other thing is that I have this weight loss goal. I want to lose 3 to 5 pounds, and I just couldn't get there. And I really had to look at myself and say, what is your problem? And definitely dropping the alcohol has completely solved it. I'm pretty much almost where I want to be. I think I have like a pound or two left. So that was a pretty easy fix. So it is day 21. You know what happens at day 21? Yeah, your liver is detoxified. So whatever you did, day 21, it's detoxified. I feel really, really good. As far as cravings, it's not even the craving to turn my brain off or to get, you know, mellow or anything. Strangest things happen when you abstain. The first week is hardest. And then as time goes on, your body just has this natural ability to deal with stress. So I have this strange calm within me. And it doesn't happen in the first week. It happens over time because you're giving your brain a rest. You're allowing your natural ability to be calm, all the different neurotransmitters. You're giving your brain the ability to heal. So, and even if day 41, which will be my birthday, I honestly am debating on just having like a non-alcoholic St. Pauli brew because really I like the taste of beer. That's really what it is. Before I was searching for like, I want to shut my brain off. I want to just mellow out. And now it's not so much that way after I've given some space in this whole thing. I want to go through what I've been actually doing behind the scenes. And it's a topic that not very many people from AA really agree with. But for me, it's really been enlightening. So I'll share that with you in the next few segments. And I also want to give you some homework, okay? Because if you even remotely think that you have any kind of dependence on alcohol, or if you feel that maybe your use is a little out of control or excessive, watching this particular documentary will allow you to look at the different case scenarios and maybe see yourself in these people. And it might give you some inspiration to analyze your behavior and maybe change things. So hang tight. All right. So the documentary that I really want you to watch is called Risky Drinking. It's from 2016. It's an HBO special. So it goes through all these different scenarios. It has like a college student who doesn't drink all week, but then on the weekend, she completely binge drinks with her friends. You know, it's socially acceptable for college students to totally drink huge amounts of, you know, booze, do the keg stands, do all kinds of shots, everything. She's drinking like 14, 15 shots in a night. I'd probably be like passed out in the corner if I did that. So her tolerance was so high that she could literally do that and still walk. Okay. There's another scenario where this guy literally has to go outside and sit in his car during his work shift and down a beer to control some of the DTs that he has, the different shakings and things. Another person is a gentleman who's a father. The marriage is very rocky. They both drink and they get violent with each other. Literally violent. Knives are involved. Okay. There's other things too. But as you see these little cases, you kind of can see little bits and pieces of yourself at certain times in your life. I'm not saying you're like that every second, but little aspects of them kind of resembles yourself. And you're like, wow, maybe there is an issue here. And we all have different personal goals. Like some people just want to sleep better. Some people just want to look fresh. Some people want to lose weight. Maybe you want to feel more energetic, happy. Maybe you're depressed and you're like, why am I depressed? You know? And I can tell you one thing, the alcohol is a temporary fix. It's not going to make you feel suddenly great. What actually makes you feel great is abstaining, to be honest. I think we all enjoy like relaxing with a beer or a glass of wine. But when it actually comes down to it and you're reaching for, that's like your go-to, your knee-jerk response to stress. That's something you need to look at. At least that's my opinion. Because over time, it might not start out as something that's a problem, but over time, it just progresses. And that is really the common thread with all of these people in this documentary, is that it started like this, and then it was happy hour, and then it was this and this and this, and then sooner or later it was every day. And then instead of the night, it was in the afternoon. And instead of the afternoon, then it became the morning and it became all day. So it's a progressive thing in certain people. Okay, so in this documentary, they mentioned for one of the case scenarios that the lady was going to try moderation management. And I want to go through this a little bit because the little workbook, it's not like a workbook, but it's a PDF that I downloaded. And it has you do these different questions, and you start a journal, and you have to really be honest with yourself and write down exactly what they want you to write down. So I've been doing this, and I do want to share some things with you from this exercise. Hang tight. Okay, so I downloaded this PDF called Guide to Moderation Management Steps of Change. You can do this too. It's 11 pages long, and it's just a step-by-step approach to look at yourself for 30 days. It gives you little exercises, like here's one example. Number 4, make an extensive list of the problems drinking has caused you and the benefits you expect from moderation to strengthen your resolve. Then in number 5, it just says a lot of stuff. But then 5C says, identify the key triggers that lead you to overdrink and develop means to neutralize those triggers. So I'm going to share with you just a little bit of my thing. I have a notebook. I've been really, really going to town on it, and it's super helpful. Just by doing this, it's actually inspired me to just be more of an abstaining person. Okay, now this is very, very intimate stuff, so I hope you appreciate it. Problems that drinking has caused me. Grayouts. A loss of memory. So if I were to say have a Saturday night where I'm just partying it up, I may not remember exactly what I did when I wake up. Not fun. Crying, overly emotional, angry, paranoid, less effective with dealing with stress, less productive in my day. less active with conversing with my kids. I have poor sleep. I gain weight. I can't lose weight. I get a double chin. I have bags under my eyes. I have jowls, you know, like I call them the drinking jowls, where you look at your face and there's like, you know, next to your chin, there's like this area where fat collects. Yeah, the drinking jowls. I have drier skin. My lips get smaller. It's expensive. I fight with my husband. I make poor decisions. I respond to people on the internet. I don't remember responding to them. I have bad moods. My life feels disorganized. I'm dependent on a substance that makes me feel good. Let's see, what else did I write? I feel like it controls what I do in the night. So if I start, that's what I'm doing that night. I can't drive anywhere. I can't decide to go to the Y and exercise. I'm stuck. You know, that's basically what I wrote down. But anyway, this exercise, like I just let it pour out of me. Like what? Like I just let it drip out of me and be honest and say, this is what it makes me feel like. There's so many negatives. And when I look at this, I'm thinking, wow, why the fuck are you drinking then? Jesus Christ, lady. I mean, if I had to like look at it and be objective. Now, then I went the opposite way and I said, what are the benefits of moderation or the benefits of abstaining? And I circled moderation / abstinence and I put big question marks by it. And I wrote, which path? Because I'm in this clean out period of thinking, what am I going to do? What should I do? I have no idea. And that's okay, because I don't have all the answers. This would be the benefits of less or no alcohol. An overall glow to my appearance, my face. My skin is clear, no drinking jowls. The contours of my face start to come back. I look well-rested, more attractive with fuller lips, no puffy eye bags. Number 2, thinner waist, flat belly. My clothes fit better. Number 3, I'm more productive at home. I have my head on straight. I can plan my days and execute tasks because there is zero hangover. My singing is much better. When I don't drink, I sing better. And singing to me is actually really important. Maybe you don't know that I sing, but I do. 5, I can speak better when I'm upset. My thoughts flow easier. You probably can notice the difference in my podcasting ability. Number 6, I feel powerful. I feel successful. I feel like I'm living up to my full potential. I'm not living in a shadow of my best self. I am my best self. So that's what I've been working on. And as I go through this, if I have any more things that I want to share with you, I will. But I'm almost due to go for a dance class here. So I just wanted to, 1, give you the homework, risky drinking, check it out. 2, look up the moderation management PDF, check it out, look it up, read through it, see if it can be enlightening to you. And I will leave you with a few quotes from my favorite Instagram page called Drop the Bottle. It's drop_the_bottle_. This literally is one of my favorite inspiring places to go. All right, hang tight. Fall in love with taking care of yourself. Fall in love with the path of deep healing. Fall in love with becoming the best version of yourself, but with patience, with compassion, and respect to your own journey. This is found on Drop the Bottle, and this is by S. McNutt. Try. Try again. Try once more. Try differently. Try again tomorrow. try and ask for help. Try and find someone who's done it. Try to fix the problem. Keep trying until you succeed. I love this one. It's so true. You will never live your best life with a hangover. All right, that's it. This is my outro. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A couple of inspiring quotes. And this podcast is not always going to be about this, but this is a major piece of my life that I wanted to share with you. I hope you enjoy the real and raw me, my candid approach to life and sharing things with you. And hopefully this will touch one person. Have a beautiful day, and I'll catch you later.